Hello, everybody. This is Luke Stamey, and I'm your host of the Space Travel Podcast. I hope everybody's doing okay this afternoon. It's a bright, sunny, and beautiful day here in Louisiana. We're really enjoying the nice weather down here. Just wanted to make this short episode and touch on a few things. I wanted to say thank you to everybody who is listening. It's awesome. I get excited every time I see even one more play on my analytics page, and I just think that's really cool. I wanted to also put out there that I do have a GoFundMe page set up called Inspiring People to Wonder About the Universe. And that GoFundMe is set up in order to raise money to buy a real microphone and some editing software and you know, just make this podcast a little bit more formal, you know, a little less rough around the edges and a little more structured. This is a hobby for me, so that's why the GoFundMe. So if you guys go check that out, I'd appreciate it. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, give me a rate, write a review. That would mean a lot. Once again, I really appreciate y'all, and I hope everybody's doing good. Now, we'll move on, and we're going to go ahead and talk about this morning's Electron launch. This morning, Rocket Labs, which is a U.S. company, but launches out of New Zealand mostly, had a launch that they were naming Don't Stop Me Now. They named it that launch, or the launch that name, because it was in memorandum of a gentleman that worked for them, and they named it that because that was his favorite Queen song. I thought that was an interesting tidbit about this morning's live stream. Unfortunately, due to high winds in New Zealand this morning, they scrubbed the launch at almost the very last minute. You know, and those for rocket enthusiasts, and all you guys know just as well as I do, that is so disappointing. You know, I was very excited to see the Electron fly this morning, and it just wasn't meant to be. So they said that they've got a few days in the launch window, and they will let us know on Twitter when the next launch is going to take place. I also saw this morning that ULA has finally got the Mighty Atlas together that will be carrying the Perseverance rover to Mars. That is another exciting thing that'll be coming up soon that, I mean, the whole space community is excited about. You know, another rover on Mars is just going to be great. This one, I hear, is going to have a real microphone on it, so we'll get some true audio from the surface of Mars. But not to mention, it's going to have the beautiful Mars Copter, which is going to be the first aircraft to fly in the Martian atmosphere. Very cool, very exciting, history making stuff right here. Now, my last thing I wanted to touch on is I wanted to let you guys know that I'm working on an episode that I will be releasing here soon. It's going to be featuring my wife, and we're just going to kind of go over and talk about all the other things that have been going on, you know, in the space community that are just extremely exciting. So you guys look forward to that. And if you like the podcast, hit up the GoFundMe, throw a donation. If not, just share it. I would appreciate that greatly. But nonetheless, love you all. Hope everyone's doing good. This is Luke Stamey with the Space Travel Podcast, signing off.